Rishos the Rosh Hashiva Shlita Rav Moshe Choshve Rabbeim Vipam Menichachum and the Bachur Bnei Torah Bnei Aliyah were looking forward to greatness. Give you a bracha, your ratzon. You have your finals today. You should all be zecher. You get hundreds on your finals.
Amen.
Gemara says in Mishael Pesach the Shabbos and that Peches and Medbeis Moshe Olam Ha'Gemoroi Moshe Ben goes up to Shemayim to get the title. Malachim is saying, what is this human being doing in Shemayim? We've never seen this before. Human beings are ants. They deserve to be on the ground. They don't deserve to be in heaven. Malachim, Sraphim, Reifani, HaKadosh, all the celestial beings, the ones that are created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who do the express will of Hashem, they belong in Shemayim. What's this man doing here? Flesh and blood. So the Rosh Hashanah says, he came to Mekabel the Torah. The Torah has nothing to do with human beings. For Araya, the Torah was created 974 generations before the world was created. So if the Torah is connected to people, should have been created when the world was created. It was created tens of thousands of years before. So why in the world give them the Torah? To write the Baal Shemayim. Why does Shem Chol Arts write the Shemayim? The Torah belongs to Shemayim. So Ben Shem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Herz Lem Tshuva, give him an answer. He says, I'm terrified of Hevel Pia. I'm going to be vaporized. The dragon that breathes fire is really a myth. It comes from the Malachim that have the ability to incinerate somebody with the Hevel Pia. I'm terrified of that. Kodesh says, Echoiz b'chisek v'oidi, hold on to my kisek covid, the Herzlam Tshuva and give him a Tshuva. Now Moshe Rabbeinu rolls up his sleeves and starts to go. L'mitzrayim nishtabadetem. We stuck in Mitzrayim, exposed to Avoy Dizar. Says in the Torah, Nechesh HaMalekech, what shine is up to you? Of course you believe in God, because all you know is of God. You didn't live 210 years with the Egyptians or Avoy Dizar. You have no other gods. What shine is up to you? And then he really goes to Tom Court. You have a father? You have a mother? You have jealousy? You're jealous of a guy who's fit because he works out a lot? The guy sitting right ahead to my right? He's hydrating with water? You're jealous of the guy because he's omel? He toils diligently? And Teira too? You have a shaykh is the jealousy? You have a shaykh is the anger? That has nothing to do with you. They agree. They agree. You all give Moshe Rabbeinu a gift. He's taking notes. I'm very impressed. Wow. Guys, if you need to know the shiur, go to this guy. That's fine. So he says, the Malach HaMofis gave Moshe Rabbeinu a gift to. You know what the gift was? It's a gift that stops the Malach HaMofis dead in his tracks. It's called the Ketores. It's what it says, Rebu Kvot Shemayim. I mean, really was Rav Shiva, because Rav Shiva was filling. That's his fishing position. But he ran Lakewood. But Elia, he told his bachur many years ago, we don't have keteris today. You want to stop the magefa? You want to stop death? Make a kiddush Hashem. Keteris is kiddush Hashem. So you want to know how to stop the Malach HaMofis dead in his tracks? Make a kiddush Hashem. Okay. And that's the Gemara. And we got the text. I don't understand this from beginning to end. But isn't Moshe Rabbeinu right? What shaykh is the Malach HaMofis after the Torah? They signal, they sachmai, don't covet, don't steal, don't act immoral. What shaykh is the Malach HaMofis after this? They have a desire. They have a possibility of worshipping another god, be it the internet, or being in some avodah zarah, being in some state. They have a avodah zarah, they can worship. What's going on over there? What shaykh is the Torah? And what is this? I'm scared of the vapor of their breath. He's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what does that say? Hashem say? Choyz bekiseich voidi ve'erzom tshuva. Hang on to my kiseh akover and give an answer. Any of you boys Sephardim? What was a Sephardi? Raise your hand, please, if you're a Sephardi. Sephardi tahor. I'm not talking about like a mixed breed. You can say tahor. You know, real Sephardi. Okay, we've got a couple of Sephardi. Chacham Obadia. You know what Chacham Obadia was? Heard him. It's good. Stay hydrated. Chacham Obadia was Gaon Ador. Obadia Yosef was like a computer. He was like a computer. Stay chemer. Chacham Obadia says an unbelievable text. Listen to this. It's going to change your life. But I was going to wait. But I was going to doodling. The Rebbe Talmud relationship. There's something called Hevel Pien Shel Tinoikei Shel Beis Rabbi. It's the pure vapor. The children have not sinned. The 3-year-old, the 4-year-old, the 5-year-old, the 6-year-old. Remember what Shabbat was saying? Malach Malach. We are going to mess up. We're not like Malachim. We have no place in Shemayim with the Torah. Malachim have no wiggle room. They have no choice in life. We said, Nasim initially, we're trying to be like the Malachim, be Gila Razel, who taught the secret of no wiggle room. But we have passion. We have anger. We have jealousy. We have desire. We have so many problems. We're going to mess with this big Lashon Hara. We're going to do something wrong. Not only that. On the surface, the Torah doesn't belong to the Malach. But the Torah, Kedosha, is Pardes. Pardes is Pshat, Remez, Drush, Sort. There's four components to the Torah. And on the surface, Pshat, they have no parents. They have no jealousy. But there's Remez, there's Sort. There's all kinds of mysticism in the Torah. There's all kinds of holy stuff. So maybe they do have a Shachas to the Torah on different levels, multi-levels. He says, the Kodesh Boch, I'm scared of getting incinerated because we're going to mess up. Listen to this. Tzganak Yisakzov says, Borei Olam, Echoz b'kiseh vodi ve'erza lehem Torah. Tshuva. Hold on to my kiseh at COVID and answer. Yehuda says, G'dolat tshuva ha-magat at kiseh ha-kavod. Tshuva is so great it reaches the kiseh ha-kavod. There's a Rambam. The Rambam says, there are different heavens. A malach can only get to the point of Kerach, the sea of ice. He doesn't bring us a Chamavadi, that's what the Rambam says. Can't punch through. But a Jew who speaks Lashon Hara and does tshuva gets to the Kisei HaKavod, punches through the sea of ice. So what we think is the problem is the reason. Why can't you be mekabel the Torah? Because you're going to mess up. Don't worry about it. You'll mess up. And you can't go on. You're going to mess up and you're going to be able to do tshuva. And we don't do averot to be able to do tshuva. But that's the beauty of Kabbalah Satera. It's for every single one of us. Somebody says to himself, what do I have to do with Kabbalah Satera? Come on, do me a favor. You know what I'm saying? I'm not holy. I'm not a rabbi. I'm not a tzaddik. I'm not a rishi. I'm not a rebbe. Come on. Me, Kabbalah Satera. Yes, everybody has their own personal Kabbalah. As Mechadish the Torah, you know why? Because we take it, we embrace it, we live it, and if we make a mistake, we just pick ourselves up, brush ourselves off, and go back. Does anybody know the age of Avraham Avinu when he started recognizing the Baal HaBira, there's a rebellion in the Baal? Does anybody know the age? How old was he? So we were kids, yes.
3?
Yes, very excellent. That's a midrash, 3. The Mora said the age of 3. That's not the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam, yes.
75.
It's a nice round number, but thanks for trying. For playing. The Rambam says, unbelievable. Hilchas Avodah Zarah. He says, Avraham Avinu was an Avodah Avodah Zarah until the age of 40. Until the age of 40. When we say Mitchilas Evdeh Vedezari, we say we're not talking about Terach, we're talking about Avraham Avinu. So what does that teach us? You can be Evdeh Vedezari and you can come back. you're so messed up. That's why Avraham Avinu, at 40 years old, when he recognized the Baba. There is a Medrash age of 3. The Rambam, Yad, and Hilchos Avodah Zarah says he was 40 years old. That's like an incredible thing. Rabbi Kiva was slated to give the Torah. Also, the Daiti, be too tough. Me as I did, had to be tempted. The Zerachim was to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu, who had mercy on the sheep. How old was Rabbi Kiva when he learned Aleph Beis? Anybody know?
40.
40 years old. It means he got into the little first grade classroom, squeezed into the desk with these 5 years old, and he looked at these wizards. Aleph, seven, that's unbelievable. You think, okay, he was an ignorant man until 40. Pirkei Avot Lazon says, Rabbi Akiva told his Talmidim, when I was a kid, before I was a Chozer B'tshuva, I would see a Talmid Chacham, I would want to bite him like a donkey. And he'd say, why a donkey? Why not a dog? Because a dog just pierces the flesh, but a donkey, when he bites, he takes a chunk out of crime and he gnaws the bones. That's how much I hated Talmid Chacham. I hated Talmid Chacham that I wanted to just chew him up and spit him out. Then he becomes the great Rabbi Kiva. 40. Also 40. Rabbi Avinu was 40. He was 40. I'm 40. You're 40. No. The point is, there's so much that we can do in life. The beauty of Kabbalah Soteria is, it's not fresh. You know, if you're going to make a mistake, you're going to do children, it's going to get better. If I say it's been a pleasure, I thought for sure we would have, like, bagels and lox and cream cheese and egg salad, all that kinds of good stuff. But hopefully you'll have that for breakfast. Learn well. Are you all ready for your finals? Who's not ready for your finals? Ready, Rachel? Okay, a couple of honest boys. Who's ready for the finals? The best. Regions is finals. You got Regions also?
That's fine.
I got, how many Regions you have taken in your high school? How many? The whole system. How many? You take all the years? All the years?
Eight.
They can't even make up my regions. Of course they're ready for a mile. We took 8 regions. We took science, and algebra in 9th grade, geometry, and biology in 10th grade. 12th grade was history. You know what happened in 11th grade? I was supposed to take trigonometry, which I hated, and chemistry, which I also hated. And Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, these wonderful young men from Solomon Schecht, the conservative high school, stole the regents and they canceled the regents for the whole state. And a week later, you still have guys on the train telling them, like some African American guys, what about regions? What about regions? Yeah. What are the answers? A, A, B, B, C, B. Anyway, you know what I'm telling you? You don't hear what I'm telling you. You don't hear what I'm telling you. They canceled the regions in 11th grade. So we had no regions. Those, bless God, bless those boys from Solomon Schechter. It wasn't even called Schechter. It was called Schechter. Now, what happened to them, I don't know. I don't know if she was today. But, or not. But, they had to take our finals. Okay, I had a final in chemistry, so I got an 85. I was a math professor. Oh, my mother hated math. What a trigger. Oh, someone could hate it. Regents. I think we ended up taking non-regents. Because one of them was Hebrew. I didn't get 100 on the Hebrew region. You know what? I didn't know what year it was. One of the questions on the Hebrew region was, what's the year? With the Hebrew calendar. I guess I got it wrong. Bottom line is, boys, just enjoy life. You have to be where you're at right now. Don't dream about 10 years from now or 10 years ago. Where you're at is perfect. What are you doing for some second looking out?
I'm going to see some family in France for a little bit.
Where?
In France.
Oh, France, but in Francais?
No.
No? So you can be safe over there.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not going to be there for too long. I'm only there a week.
Which camp?
Oh, it's a small camp. It's called SSC.
Is it stand? Social Security?
These are words.
Program. I don't know if it's leaps. I don't know if it's drug rehab. I don't know if that's like advanced calculus. I don't know if that's learning how to play the harp. Whatever it is, the program should work out. And what are you doing?
Working.
Your whole life you got to work. You got to work in the summer too. What's your job going to be? That is a good job. At least let you eat as much as you want. But don't grow up to be like me, buddy. You got to ease up on the pizza while you're young. Trying to take it down. It's very hard. Yes. Anyway, it's a pleasure learning with you.
Yeah,
tremendous atzlacha. Eat a good breakfast. Learn well. Do great. Have a great Yom Tov.